We on salt pork and beef are fed. A stone supports each wearied head. A horn of water is our drink. Pleasures forgot, on war we think. We cry, all's well, count shell and shot. Who'd envy our happy lot? Come here and learn the ways of war. Written by a soldier in Gibraltar during the Great Siege. Spain desperately wanted Gibraltar. This strange, rocky peninsular fortress, protruding from the southern shore of Andalusia and dominating the landscape, had proved a constant source of irritation ever since its capture by the British in 1704. The Spanish king and his government insisted on regarding Gibraltar as a plundered possession that had to be reclaimed, but the inhabitants of Andalusia were more relaxed, content to enjoy plentiful trade and friendly relations with their neighbours. So there was nothing unusual about the morning of Saturday the 19th of June, 1779, when the British governor of Gibraltar, Lieutenant General George Augustus Elliot, rode across the border into Spain at the head of a splendid procession of officers and aides-de-camp. Their destination was the hilltop town of San Roque, 5 miles away, where they intended to congratulate Joaquín de Mendoza, the Spanish governor, on his recent promotion to Lieutenant General. Reciprocal social events between the people of Spain and Gibraltar were frequent, and the normal courtesies were dutifully observed, as had happened only 2 weeks earlier when the British and Spaniards celebrated the birthday of King George III at a gala ball, though with hindsight it was perhaps odd that Mendoza's wife attended the event when he himself was absent. Life was exceptionally pleasant for those posted to the military garrison of Gibraltar, and several officers had sent their families to spend the summer at San Roque and in the small Andalusian villages around the picturesque Bay of Gibraltar. They themselves could indulge in fishing or perhaps go on hunting trips further inland, and according to John Drinkwater, an ensign in the 72nd Regiment, the strictest intimacy subsisted between the military and the Spaniards resident in the adjacent villages. Parties were reciprocally visiting each other, and the officers constantly making excursions into the country. These excursions, with others to the coast of Barbary, Morocco, which in the season superabounds with various species of game, were pleasing relaxations from the duties of the garrison, and rendered Gibraltar as eligible a station as any to which a soldier could be ordered. Private letters often mentioned local wine being shipped to England. And only a few weeks earlier, on the 12th of April, Elliot had written to his brother-in-law Sir Francis Drake, a descendant of the famous Elizabethan seafarer, that a shipment of wine was on its way to him at Nutwell Court near Exeter in Devon. No payment was required, Elliot said, only Devon cider in return, and he urged Sir Francis to join him at Gibraltar. I am sure it would delight you. Travelling in Spain is full as commodious as in Wales. I don't despair of seeing you when the war with France is over. The French, I should think, have nearly enough. Elliot's assessment was wrong, because on the very day he wrote this letter, France and Spain signed a treaty that would change the lives of everyone on Gibraltar. When Elliot and his officers reached San Roque, instead of their normal welcome, Governor Mendoza was noticeably embarrassed, and their visit was awkward and brief. Something was obviously wrong. Later on that day, back in Gibraltar, the reason for his manner became startlingly clear when Charles Logie, the British consul at Tangier, sailed across the straits to bring Elliot the news that war between Britain and Spain looked highly likely. Such a war had long been the subject of speculation, and just 48 hours later, Mendoza wrote officially to Elliot that he had received orders from Madrid to cut off all contact with Gibraltar by land and sea. Every British subject living at San Roque, he said, should return immediately to Gibraltar, even some young girls sick with smallpox, while British residents further afield were instructed to travel to Portugal.